Penguins Rangers starts tomorrow. Joining me now on the Nemecolon Hotline is our good friend Bud Moonshine. Well, Dan Kongerski. Bud Moonshine is a different time and a different place, right? But Dan Kongerski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. And Dan, first off, I guess congratulations in order. You landed a Hall of Fame writer for your website in Dave Molinari. That should be something you guys are celebrating correctly. Correct?
Well, yeah, we celebrated with like a 6.5 hour car ride stuck with each other. So I can only commend Dave for not killing me on the way here.
Well, the question I have is, after said 6 hour car ride, is he still working for you? Or
you might have to ask him that. But no, it was a big day for us. I mean, I felt like today Pittsburgh Hockey Now took that last step, you know, really, you know, getting big name talent and getting more people to write every day besides me. And it was flattering that Dave would even consider me.
Well, I think it's important to note that, you know, you've been growing and doing a great job, obviously, putting that thing together. You've got the Rangers and the Penguins twice this week now in New York, and then of course come back here. What are some of your keys to winning for the Penguins? Obviously Casey DeSmith needs to play well, but let's go beyond that kind of analysis, which is the goalie has to play well.
Well, the goalie battle is going to be very significant. I mean, look, Igor Shesterkin had a .935 save percentage this season, so if you want to take it beyond just the play well, the Penguins have to get in his kitchen. They have to rough him up. They have to put a few dings in Igor Shesterkin. They can't let him get comfortable. This is also his first playoff run. You know, like Tristan Jarry last year, you saw a young goalie can struggle with the extra speed and intensity and the weight of the playoffs. I really think, Paul, that the first three games are going to tell us the story of this series. The Penguins probably have to win two of them. And they have to put, you know, a few bruises on Shesterkin to have a chance in this series. Other than that, I think defense is going to be a big factor. The Penguins' defense has to play better than it did against the Rangers. They're going to have to get the puck on their stick and off their stick a little faster than they did in the regular season, because New York has a really quick forecheck. And probably the third, if I had to, you know, maybe in no particular order, the third is the Penguins need secondary scoring. It can't just be the Sidney Crosby line. You're going to have to see Jeff Carter put a couple in the net, Evgeny Malkin, Evan Rodriguez or Kasperi Kapanen or Danton Heinen, or, you know, one of those wingers who's shuffled in or out of the top six. Those guys are going to have to score too.
What are we going to, what are they going to be missing without Zucker?
What are they going to be missing? A real straight line player who can get wide on the outside, who can play with the puck and kind of push defenses back into the zone, which creates space at the top. You know, a great forechecker and a bit of a gritty player.
Well, how long is he supposed to be out?
Well, this is the playoffs, and any injury is treated like Fort Knox. It's guarded as such. But Jason Zucker skated today for the first time. We actually had exclusive video on Pittsburgh Hockey Now, so folks can take a look. He looked pretty good. Mike Sullivan seemed encouraged as well. Said, you know, Zucker skating today could accelerate his timetable. What that means, you know, I don't know. He's not going to play in the first couple games. That's as much as I can confirm.
Right. This is a game, obviously. I mean, this is obviously a Rangers team that they struggled with a little bit the last few times they played, but they've played really pretty well up at Madison Square Garden traditionally. So, do you expect this to be a long series?
I think I go back to this series. I think we're going to know the script in the first, you know, two or three games. We're going to know if the Penguins defenseman can deal with the Rangers forecheck. We're going to see what Evgeny Malkin we're going to get. If he's trying to be too much and he's, you know, making bad plays, you know, turnovers and that sort of thing, that the Penguins are going to be in some serious trouble. If they get the, you know, the playoff of Evgeny Malkin, who might have been their best forward on one leg, no less, against the Islanders last year, if they get that guy and a couple of the middle six wingers can turn it on, then we've got a real series. And I hate to give it away, but my head and my heart disagreed. I went with my heart on this one. I think the Penguins, feeling like underdogs, win it in seven.
Okay. You look at that, real good question is important to note. Could this be the last ride for the three-headed monster and Brian Rust, if you want to throw him into that? I mean, could this be the last ride?
Very possible. I don't want to say likely because I think everybody has clamped down on the info. The last time I did some poking around, I kind of got a little bit of a brushback pitch, you know, via text, like, hey, we're not talking. So I don't know what's going to happen this offseason. I don't know if decisions have already been made. I would suspect that if the Penguins go quickly in round one, why would you bring them all back? Why would you go back to the same well? Changes would be in order. However, if you win a round or two or three rounds, then all of a sudden I think everyone's outlook changes. And that's just how important the next 2 weeks are.
Right. I mean, I think that's the thing. But if you look at it, new ownership group, you know, David Morehouse resigns. Still very, you know, somewhat new in terms of the front office. You know, if they lose in the first round, again, you know, I think it's hard to make the case that you need to bring the three-headed monster back, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, why would you at that point? Because at that point, you're almost sentencing yourself to the same results. You can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. I go back and forth. You know, people say, oh, well, if Malkin will take a discount. Well, how big of a discount are we talking? He seemed to indicate that. Chris Letang is probably, if not the first, the second premier right side defenseman on the market. You know, maybe one of these guys comes back out of necessity because they're the best available. But to bring everybody back in mass, I think that's just, yeah, the ingredients of that cake would be stale. And why would you do that?
Yep. I mean, I think that's the thing. And, you know, you obviously keep Crosby around because he's your sort of your meal ticket. And as long as you have him on the team, you'll be able to sell tickets no matter what the rest of the team looks like. But it feels to me like this could be the end of an era if they don't go and get it done. Although I would think Mike Sullivan's safe no matter what, correct?
Yeah. Now, that's not to say that if they bow out weekly here in round one, that's not to say that he's not under a little bit extra pressure next year. But I would be blown away if he's not the coach come next year, regardless of this series.
Right. I mean, I think that's the thing. So you look around the rest of these playoffs, looks like Maple Leafs are pounding the Lightning in game one. Hurricanes have been controlling the Bruins. You know, when we look to the second round of the playoffs, which teams do you expect to be standing?
Boy, that's a long question. I confined to maybe just the Penguins universe. If they get past the Rangers, you have to really like Carolina. They're going to probably outclass Boston. Boston's only chance is to ground and pound and kind of make that a long series and wear down Carolina and maybe get to Antti Raanta, who's playing in place of Freddie Anderson. But that's Boston's only shot. So if Carolina can run them out of the barn in the first few games, I think Carolina will be waiting for the winner of the Rangers-Penguins.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's good. That's probably a good assessment. I see that Marc-Andre Fleury is starting tonight for the Wild in goal. How incredible would that be if he got one more run, you know, at another Stanley Cup?
Well, that's why he's starting, Paul, because, I mean, look, I think Cam Talbot slightly outplayed Marc-Andre in Minnesota since the trade deadline. But as a coach, when you sit down and you look at the next 2 months and say, okay, which goalie can I go to sleep at night and not worry about, you know, which goalie will allow me to sleep, I should say. And Marc-Andre Fleury is that guy. I mean, you look at his playoff runs in Vegas, 2018, in Pittsburgh in 2017, when he stole at least one series, maybe two, for the Penguins. That doesn't, you know, that's not easily forgotten. Coaches know this kind of stuff, and I mean, that's the choice I would have made too. Maybe a little bit emotional, but that also factors into it too. Marc-Andre just communes with a team like few other human beings on the planet, and when you get a chance to put him in net, it just makes your team a little freer, a little looser, and probably a little better.
Well, there's no question. Excuse me. There's no question he is a guy that has won a lot of playoff games, so we'll have to see how that goes. Dan, I appreciate you jumping on, sir, and hopefully have a good time in New York, the city that never sleeps.
Well, that's none of your business.
True.
Have fun, Paul.
All right, my man. That is Dan Kongurski, Pittsburgh Hockey Now, on Paul's Ice. It's 93.7.